Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 18, verses 28 through 40. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." Then the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, and did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting so that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. So we are continuing, obviously, through the passion narrative of John here. And in yesterday's passage, we read about like the first trial, quote-unquote trial, as in like a legal kind of trial of Jesus before the high priest. And it becomes very apparent as we go through this that all these trials are kind of a farce. There's nothing real or true about them. And that's appropriate as we hear as Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate. Now, Pilate here, just in case you're not aware, Pilate was a governor of Judea in particular, not of all of Israel, but Judea. And part of Judea is Jerusalem. Now, as the governor, he is of Roman authority. He comes from Rome, and he is, you know, assigned by the Roman Empire to rule over this area. And so the Jews here, they send Jesus to him. They bring Jesus to him because they couldn't execute someone. They couldn't put someone to death without Roman approval. Now, the Jews had some authority allowed to them, but they were still subject to Rome. And so they had to go to Pilate for that Roman approval. And so we're told here in verse 28 that they take Jesus from the high priest's place to Pilate's. And one thing I just want to note here, it says that they were not willing to enter the governor's headquarters. They weren't willing to go in when they brought Jesus. And that's because they didn't want to be defiled so that they could eat the Passover. That's what it says here. Now, just think about that. What are they doing? They are unfairly, they've unjustly arrested, and they're beating, and they're this innocent man. Right? They're subjecting him to these trials, and they're trying to put him to death. They're trying to execute him. And here they are, not willing to go into Pilate's headquarters because they want to be holy and clean for the Passover. That's what we call cognitive dissonance, right? This should be so apparent that something is going wrong here. And yet, this is what they're doing at this point. And so they bring Jesus to Pilate, and then Pilate basically has this exchange with them, and it's like, okay, fine, I'll talk to this Jesus guy and see what's up. So they put the ball in Pilate's court, if you will. And Pilate starts interrogating Jesus, to start talking to him. And this conversation he has with Jesus is kind of similar to the conversations Jesus has with a lot of people in this Gospel of John, because it seems like Jesus is talking about something different than what Pilate is talking about. Right? They're on different wavelengths here. Pilate asks Jesus if he is a king, and Jesus basically says, "Yes, but my kingdom is not of this world." He's telling him there's something different. I'm not that kind of king. And he tells Pilate, maybe as a king, "I've come to bear witness to the truth, and everyone who is of truth listens to my voice." Now, this is, I'm sure, a very strange conversation for Pilate. And then Pilate expresses one of the most important existential and philosophical questions of all of humanity. And he says, what is truth? Now, this is a very ironic question in a sense, because Pilate's job here was to discern the truth. He, in a sense, is the judge and jury in the situation, and later the executioner. He's the judge and jury here, and he's supposed to determine if Jesus is guilty of anything. But here he is presented with the truth, as in the living embodiment of truth, Jesus himself. And Jesus is telling him truth. And he can't recognize it. He can't see. He doesn't understand. He only knows, in a sense, not the truth. And even with that, it's clear here in the passage and throughout the other Gospels that Pilate knew that Jesus didn't do anything wrong. He says in this passage, I find no guilt in this man. He knows that Jesus is not guilty of anything, but he doesn't listen to the truth. So he's listening to something else. He's following something else. He's a man conflicted by what he actually knows to be true, in a sense, right? But he's conflicted by these other voices, these other half-truths, these other lies, essentially, whether it's power, approval, just his whatever kind of things that were happening in this context. He's listening to something else but the truth. And I think this passage is framed in this way. We're told this story in this way to see that Jesus here is innocent. He is speaking truth. And around him, there are people who are essentially lying. They're putting on a farce. And yet they're trying to be holy, right? There's Jewish people who are like, you know what? We want to stay clean. And here's Pilate, his job. He knows what is true in a sense here. He's not doing it. But Jesus came to give us truth. And he suffered through all this to know, for us to know the truth, to know that, you know, he bears witness to it, that he is the truth, that he is the one that we should listen to and follow. In a world just gone crazy, he's the only sane option, or he's the only one who speaks truth. And what's great, the good news for us is that Jesus also is the source of love and grace as well. And so as we remember, as we continue this journey through these passion narratives, let's celebrate the truth of who Jesus is, that he came for us so that we could hear his voice, that we can know what truth is, and that we can follow him. We have a way to the Father. We have a way to truth through the life of Jesus, through his death and resurrection as well. But let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice for us, for your love for us, and we thank you that you came to speak words of truth. Lord, there's a lot of noise, a lot of lies. There's a lot of half-truths all around us, God. But with you, Lord, with you, Jesus, there's we know that you're this true source of truth and love and joy and peace of everything. And we pray that especially as we remember all you've done for us, that we will continue to turn to you, that we will heed your voice, listen for it, seek it, yearn to hear from you, God. Help us, Jesus. Help us to know you. Help us to know the truth. In your name we pray.